This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean, and we have kicked off the back talk in regards to the live lounge by talking about sport and me just showing how truly
how
terrible I am
about
at it.
Sport.
I know that there's starts with an S, it ends in port.
Yeah, great. Sports ball.
Yeah.
Your favourite.
You're a mad... Well, I already said that, didn't I?
You're a Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. It bears repeating.
It does. It bears repeating. And the live lounge is back for 2020. Which is very exciting. We get to have a musician come on into the studio and have a chat with us and play a number. And joining us is Michael Waugh, who is performing this Sunday at the Mimo Musical. Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks, Dean. And happy birthday, Robbie.
Yay! Thank you.
I think he's just happy because everyone gets he's getting lots of love today, which makes him very happy. Now, you've been gigging it around like crazy at the moment.
Yeah. So I've been, I've just been up at Tamworth. For the Country Music Festival, which was great. I got nominated for a couple of awards at the Golden Guitars.
That must have been so exciting.
It was, yeah. I mean, I didn't win, so, like, I'm just guiding about being nominated and being the loser. But
nah, you're not... to be nominated, it still is... It's just an amazing...
It was amazing, because I was nominated Best Male Artist, or as my friend Jacob is calling it, the Manliest Man Award.
clearly which is didn't a huge win. Category. That's no...
When you think well, about country
that's
music,
there's
a lot of flannel.
Morgan Evans and Lee Kernaghan and me.
Wow.
I didn't win.
Does that blow your mind a little bit? Are you just like, yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah, cool.
Well, I actually work full-time as a school teacher as well. So I was the only, I think, the only school teacher nominated, which was good. And in my imagination, everybody else was at an amazing party in Sydney somewhere being served cocktails. I was sitting in a year 9 drama class. And I just finished asking Sam a question. And I had my phone on the table and my phone started going ballistic. Like, you know when it's on silent, it starts vibrating and stuff. And it was going crazy and I picked up the phone to switch it off. And I just, and it said, Best Male Artist, Golden Guitars. And I put the phone down and I did not hear a single word that Sam said in answer to the question that I just asked.
Yeah, of course.
And then, teacher of the year. It's not the awards you're going to get.
But at the end I said, I'm so sorry. I just got this great news and I told the kids, like, I've just been nominated Best Male Artist, Golden Guitars. And one of the kids said, are you nominated against Lee Cardigan?
Big fan. That's how Dean feels about sports.
That's
so
absolutely spot on.
Right.
Oh my God.
They didn't give you any grief for not taking home the trophy at school, did they?
No, I think, well, as you can tell, they were all huge country music fans. They had no, they had really no idea.
I love the work of Lee Cardigan.
He is. Oh yeah, I agree. They're actually really. Initially, I tried to hide from kids that I was making music, and it's been really lovely that they've all cyber stalked me, and found out that I have this other thing in my life. And now it's like, well, having music in your life is good for the soul.
So much. I mean, it's one thing, I think, when you find out your teacher has a life. That's issue number one. But then when part of that life is creating music, sharing that with the world, having audiences hear it and it's your work, it must be really wonderful. And then to have them engage with that and realise that they can do that too and they can find that within themselves as well must be really lovely.
That's the thing that I most love about teaching. Like, I became a teacher because I had... Like, I grew up in a little country town, a place called Maffrin, Gippsland, and there wasn't a lot of culture, there wasn't a lot of art coming through, and sport was kind of the currency, and I couldn't do it very well. I was deeply useless at anything sporting.
You're in good company.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I was on, once,
because I went to a Catholic primary school, and I was once playing a football match that was being refereed by a nun, I didn't understand the rules. She understood the rules much better than I did, but it seemed to me that the job was to grab the other boys and chuck them on the ground. And so I saw this opportunity. This kid was standing really still, which was just fine by me. So I spear tackled this kid, and he was taking a free kick at the time. So... That's the only ever time I tell you. So.
Well, Gene might not be very good at sports, but he is good at tackling boys. So, you're in good company.
You're in very good company. But I reckon it's time that we dive on in to our live lounge. Now, you've got a bit of a song for us. What were you going
to
do?
Well, to be honest with you, I was going to do something from my new record. But off air, you pronounced my name Michael Way.
Well, I was like, oh, how do I say it? War? Yeah,
and Robbie was like, well, it's like the cricketer. And you said, that's Warn.
That's Warn.
I thought it was gorgeous. So this is a song about my relationship with sport, which is not from the new record, but so it's about that primary school that I went to, I'm just trying to think of the lyrics for the video. You guys are going to talk quietly amongst yourselves while I just have a little moment.
This is Michael Waugh on the Mad Wednesday Live Lounge. Back for 2020.
That's what happens when you switch the plan up last minute.
Let's take it away.
I just got caught up with stories of Shane Warne. And
Steve Waugh.
John Gray was a farmer's son, with holes in every jumper worn to school. He had older brothers. He knew boys would love their sport. Girls played on the asphalt. John Gray ruled the oval with a ball. I preferred to read beneath the shady tree, beneath the moon. Wanted you to know that I forgive you, though I know you didn't ask, and I'm sure you wouldn't care. In between the asphalt and the oval, John Gray used to say I was queer. Didn't know quite what he meant, but I could spell more words than him, so I knew that he meant that I was strange. So I tried some moves from martial arts, but I was not the class karate kid. I wanted you to know that I forgive you, though I know you didn't ask, and I'm sure you wouldn't care. In between the asphalt and the oval, John Gray used to say I was queer. I forgave myself some years ago for being weak when I was very small. The last they picked when playing games, not quite a black belt after all. Now I'm a father, I'm a teacher, I'm a husband, I'm a singer, I'm a talker, I'm a listener, I'm a writer, I'm a thinker, and I learned how to fight. I turned out all right. How about you? Wanted you to know that I forgive you, though I know you didn't ask, and I'm sure you wouldn't care. In between the asphalt and the oval, the world's not black or white, it's shades of in between. John Gray, I forgive you for the pain of six long years. John Gray,
I grew up and out of here.
That was wonderful.
That was beautiful.
That was absolutely lovely. And
a real, I think a real message that a lot of people listening at home would easily connect to.
Would have as well. That was really beautiful. And we actually got some messages coming through as it was happening. One was from the lovely Katie Purvis, who said, "Hey, Robbie and Dean, I love your show. Thank you for the wonderful mix of music, community news and interviews. And I'm really happy to hear Michael on your show. He's a huge favourite of mine and I play his music on Miss Chatelaine often. His song Big Things was number 10 on my top songs of 2019 list."
Oh, wow.
Which is absolutely wonderful. And then we got this message.
Why wasn't
it
number one, Katie? "Hey guys, great show. Hey, shout out to Michael, who it turns out was an old friend's brother back in Mafra, Newry.
Oh,
I too went to St. Mary's with him. Great voice and song. The memories." That's from Scott O'Brien. Do you remember Scott?
I do. Wow.
So doesn't that just blow your mind?
That's
now,
beautiful.
That was really wonderful for us all to hear. But you can also hear more of Michael this Sunday at MIMO Music Hall, where he's performing in the afternoon. So why don't you jump to MIMO Music Hall's website, grab yourself a ticket and go and hear more of that wonderful music. Oh. Michael, thank you for joining us today on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure having you in our first live lounge for 2020.
Thank you, Dean. Thanks, Robbie.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.